Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's tour Chelan's business district in the early 1900s. The general merchandise store of Charles Whaley and his wife Rosa Whaley and Miss Minnie Carlisle, they were always at the store and ready to wait on customers in the grocery section or to help the women clientele in selection of yardage or clothing. The building was not impressive, unpainted except for the false front and for a sign on the east side of the building advertising Arbuckle's Coffee. Inside, partitioned off from the grocery section, there was a small room where a barrel of kerosene and a barrel of molasses were kept. The combination of these two gave off a pleasant but unusual aroma that still lingers in my mind. In the same building as the Whaley store was the post office where Mr. Whaley was postmaster. Where in Chelan could you buy 5 or 6 pork chops for 15 cents or a sizable round steak for the same price? And if you have a taste for liver, there was plenty of that. Butch Garten was always ready to cut the meat to suit the customer. The first library in Chelan was housed in a small building just west of the butcher shop. In 1901, Mr. Van Slyke joined with Mr. Baker in the banking business and in 1902 established the Miners and Merchants Bank, erecting a building on the corner of Wooden and Emerson Street. It's now occupied by Lake Chelan Historical Society's museum. Across Emerson Street was a general merchandise store. In the next building, Highland and Winans operated the Chelan Hardware and Furniture Company. In the west half of that building was the clothing store of Emil Weber. Next on our tour is the building in which G.W. Wren carried a full line of livestock and poultry feed. At the barbershop, Jake Richardson or Bill Hunt would give you a haircut for a quarter or a shave for 15 cents, and at the same time bring you up to date on all the sporting events. They were good barbers, too. Next came a drugstore where the pharmacist compounded medications, and then a two-story brick building housing on the first floor, the department store, and with apartments and offices on the second floor. The Star Shoe Store supplied shoes for the entire family. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.